Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Hi, Congressman Pitts. What's the update on this federal mandate about bathrooms in public schools?
On Friday, the Department of Education and the Department of Justice announced new guidance directing public school teachers that they must allow boy and girl students to use the bathroom of their choosing in order to avoid discriminating against transgenders. The Obama administration issued the guidance on Friday in a letter. The letter technically doesn't have the force of law, but it does imply that schools will lose funding if they don't comply. It states, quote, Title IX prohibits sex discrimination in educational programs and activities operated by recipients of federal financial assistance. This prohibition encompasses discrimination based on a student's gender identity, end quote. When it comes to what the letter calls sex-segregated activities, like using the bathroom or shower in a locker room, for instance, it says that schools, quote, must allow transgender students access to the facilities consistent with their gender identity, end quote. It goes even further to say a school may not require transgender students to use facilities inconsistent with their gender identity. In other words, if a young man claims that he identifies as a young woman, a teacher cannot force him to use the boy's bathroom. The teacher must allow him to use the girl's bathroom. Requiring him to use an individual user bathroom is not an option, unless the teacher requires all other students to do the same thing. In response to this enormous overreach by the administration, I immediately joined my colleagues to write a letter to the president, and we ask him to roll back these disastrous requirements disguised as guidance. The whole purpose of men's restrooms and women's restrooms is privacy, and this administration is violating the privacy of our children in a place where they're supposed to be learning. The whole premise of this bathroom equality movement is based on making transgenders experience no discomfort. But what about the comfort of the other 99.999% of the population? The self-conscious 12-year-old girl who has to use a bathroom in the stall next to her male classmate, or the class of 16-year-olds who must change clothes and shower in the locker room with someone of the opposite sex? What about their discomfort? You can be assured that I will be working hard to combat this ridiculous directive in order to keep our children safe.
How about the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission? Have they held any hearings this week?
Yes, in fact, on Tuesday we held a hearing to examine how effective the United Nations Human Rights Council has been. As you may or may not know, the United Nations used to have a commission on human rights, but the UN General Assembly voted to replace it in 2006, and many had complained the commission had been too bureaucratic, that its focus was too narrow, its scrutiny extending to too few countries. And when the General Assembly voted on its disbandment in 2006, it replaced the commission with a new body, a council, the UN Human Rights Council. At this hearing, we examined how successful that new body has been. Its outcomes have been dubious, as it has struggled from the beginning to get a good footing, and the U.S. joined in 2009 to try to improve the Council's outcomes, and the hearing examined how successful our engagement has been. One particular witness, Hillel Neuer of United Nations Watch, had several recommendations for how the U.S. could push the Council to address its anti-Israel bias. He also recommended that the U.S. introduce resolutions against the worst human rights abusers on the Council in order to push the body to recognize the deficiencies within its ranks.
All right. Thanks for that update. Do you have a good news headliner for us?
Yes, I do. In New Holland, students at Garden Spot High School are drawing portraits of children facing struggles in Romania. It's a non-profit initiative called Memory Project. based in Wisconsin, and it asks student artists to portray kids around the world that are facing challenges. Portrait subjects may have suffered from neglect, abuse, loss of their parents, or extreme poverty, and the project started as a way for the Garden Spot High School students to become globally connected and learn how to draw portraits. But it has transformed into an inspiring project for many. Mary Zelenik, an art honors student, said that art is a great way to communicate with children from other cultures because it's universal. But at the same time, it's also very personal. The students are packaging up the portraits, along with Romanian-style art, photos of the art students, some personal notes to be shipped to the portrait subjects in Romania when everything is done. Student Alyssa Wenzel said, quote, I can't wait to see the smile on their faces when they get something from another country, end quote. So congratulations, Garden Spot art students, for your work to make a difference in the lives of these children. We are so proud of you.
Thank you for this week's updates, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.